My Life Today, November 7, The Sword of the Spirit, Equipped for Victory. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We know the dangers and temptations that beset the youth at the present time are not few or small. We live in an age when to resist evil calls for constant watchfulness and prayer. God's precious word is the standard for youth who would be loyal to the King of Heaven. Let them study the scriptures. Let them commit text after text to memory and acquire a knowledge of what the Lord has said. And in trial, let the youth spread out the word of God before them and with humble hearts and in faith. Seek the Lord for wisdom to find out His way, and for strength to walk in it. Let our young men institute a warfare against every habit that has the least danger of leading the soul from duty and devotion. Let them have stated seasons for prayer, never neglecting them if it can possibly be avoided. If they go out to battle with their vicious habits indulged as before they professed fellowship with Christ, they will soon fall an easy prey to Satan's devices. But armed with the Word of God, having it treasured in heart and mind, they will come forth unharmed by all the assaults of the foes of God or man. In the name of God, lift your banner for truth and righteousness, the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus. You need the perfect armor of truth now, the sword of the Spirit, whose edge will never be blunted, but will cut its way through sin and unrighteousness. Let them take the word of truth as the man of their counsel, and become skillful in the use of the sword of the Spirit. Satan is a wise general, but the humble, devoted soldier of Jesus Christ may overcome him.